Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. I'm your host, Lauren Joyce, and I'm really excited for today's episode. So on today's episode, I'm doing something a little bit different, and I'm giving you my breakdown of each one of the contestants on Love is Blind and who I think will get married and who I think will not get married. Now, if you have not seen this show, there will be spoilers in this episode for you. And at the time that I'm recording this episode, I have not seen the last final episode of the season where it is revealed who says yes and gets married and who says no and doesn't get married. So I have no idea. Everything I'm saying in this episode is my opinion, my perspective as a certified sex, love, and relationship coach, and again, is just my perspective. So I thought it would be really fun to break this down because, one, I love these kinds of shows. I find them fascinating, and I cannot turn my brain off of relationship coach. So I'm constantly, whenever I watch reality shows like this, I am constantly analyzing it for myself, and I thought it would be really great to kind of bring you into that. So we're going to dive in. And again, this will contain spoilers. This is just my opinion, my prediction. I'm going to go through each one of the couples, talk about my analysis of each of them and whether or not I think they're going to make it, whether or not they're going to get married. So first, I want to start with a couple that actually already broke up prior to the ninth episode. I believe they broke up on episode 6, and that is Kyle and Shayna. And the reason why I'm starting with them is obviously they did not work out. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Kyle. Now, if you follow Love is Blind, if you follow any people's like analysis or perspective, there's a lot out there about Shayna, and I will get to her. But Kyle, to me, actually was a really great guy. He seemed grounded, emotionally evolved. He appeared to and was offering and willing to really compromise in order to be in relationship with Shayna. He wanted to be with her. And while the topic of religion was quote unquote the reason why she didn't want to be with him, he was like, I don't see this as a big deal, and I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to be in this with you, and I don't think it's a big deal. So I think Kyle is going to find a really incredible woman soon because he seems really open and in a space where he will make a great partner. We're going to circle back to my opinion of Shayna. Because boy, do I have an analysis of her. So going on to the couples that did get engaged and are still together as of episode 9, let's start with Danielle and Nick. So when I first saw the two of them in the pods, talking, connecting, I was like, this is a couple that's going to go the distance. Like, they have a great chemistry, great connection. They seem to really be having emotionally vulnerable conversations, and that's incredible. And then they got engaged and went on their trip, and all of Danielle's insecurities not only came to the surface, but came out and continued to come out throughout their month together. And her insecurities, her fear, her very anxious attachment style. This girl needed therapy way more than she needed to be on a dating show. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that she deeply desires to be in a relationship, maybe even to be married. But if I were to give this couple any counsel, I would say Nick to actually say no until Danielle went through extensive therapy. I do think the two of them have a really good connection, and her insecurities, her fears, her unresolved self-worth issues are really getting in the way and hindering their ability to be in relationship and in partnership with each other. The other thing is Nick, I really enjoy Nick. He loves to spill the tea. Like if you notice on any of the episodes, he's like talking to people and just kind of like giving his hot take on people. So I love the fact that he's a little bit of a gossip, and he is a little bit older than Danielle, which we saw in one of the episodes that really brought up some concerns for him about whether or not the fact that they were in kind of different places in their lives, whether or not that was going to be an issue. When he brought it up to Danielle, of course, she spun out and like really internalized it in a way that was not helpful for the two of them. So episode 9 ends and we see the two of them at the altar. She has said yes. My opinion, my prediction is Nick is going to say no. Now, I think one of the reasons why he also chose Danielle was because he talked about how his family has a lot of anxiety. So energetically, it probably felt very safe and comfortable for him to be with a woman who has so much fucking anxiety. And yet, I think when push comes to shove, he's going to say no to getting married, given the fact that one, they're in two different places in their life, or at least it seems, at least that's what came out recently. Like Danielle likes to have costume parties at her house and her friends get really drunk and break furniture, and this guy's like 36 and a software engineer and he's just kind of like, yeah, I'm ready to like be an adult. So that's my prediction. Nick's gonna say no. If for some reason these two get married, I really, really hope that they either seek out couples therapy and Danielle gets her own therapy. I think that's going to be the only way the two of them would sustain a relationship, because her insecurities, her self-worth issue, and her anxious attachment are hindering her ability to be in relationship. Okay, next up, Deepti, the goddess, and Shake. I have seen some things online talking about how Deepti needs to have more self-worth because Shake's not very interested in her. And I actually have a very different perspective on that. I think that she has a lot of self-worth. And I think she's a woman who's like, I want to be in relationship with you. And I'm going to make that clear to you. But I'm also going to stand here and wait for you to meet me in this. And if you don't, that's your problem. But I'm not going to just leave or run away because you're not stepping in yet. And again, I think people will have a variety of different perspectives on that. And I think there's this whole, you know, push that's like, if he's not stepping in, like, instantly, then fuck him, get out, like you're worth more. And yes, I think every woman deserves to be with a man who deeply wants to be with her. And I think the way that Deepti is approaching this is just actually really connected to her truth. Right now, when both of them came into this, neither one of them had dated another person of Indian descent, ethnicity. Both of them had only dated white people. So I think in a lot of ways, their connection was a massive growing experience for both of them. And to me, that's why I feel like Deepti is in the position where she is, where she's like, I'm invested. I want to be with you. Like, this is what I want. And I'm going to stand here and wait for you to come in to this with me. And if you don't, that's on you. Unfortunately, I think that this couple is also going to be a no. I think Shake's own internalized issues with himself are going to be the thing that he cannot get over. And he's going to turn Deepti down, which means whatever man is like so ready to step in and be in relationship with her is the luckiest guy in the fucking world, because that woman is so ready. She's so open. And, you know, unfortunately, I think in a lot of ways they would make a really great couple, and Shake knows this, but he's so hung up on this, like, I'm not passionately attracted to her. And now I do think that having physical attraction to the person that you're with is important, definitely. But I'm curious if his quote unquote lack of physical attraction is also just conditioning to see like the westernized version of a woman, white, thin, blonde, as attractive. Like how much of that conditioning is coming into play in his I don't feel physically attracted to her, because DP's fucking gorgeous. She is, and again, to me, I think she's one of the most, if not the most, emotionally stable female. She just seems deeply grounded and connected to her truth. And I think that if they don't get married, which is my prediction, that Deep D's going to go out, find some amazing man so soon and be like so happy in love. Shake has some therapy he needs to do. Okay, next, Ayana and Jarrett. So I like their connection. I really do. Jarrett, I think, definitely also needs some therapy. He seems a little reluctant to give up his single guy lifestyle, and the whole thing with Mallory in Mexico and the ring, and then he's like, oh, I didn't mean anything by it. No, sir, you definitely meant something by it. And ladies, I think we all know this kind of guy who's like really covertly being like, I'm better than the man you're with, but like, I'm just also doing this because I want you to tell me that I'm better than the man that you're with to pump up my own ego. I think at the end of the day, these two are going to say yes to each other. I think that for a while, Jarrett's going to have to not overcompensate with his actions, but be really intentional with his actions to showing Ayana that he is fully and completely invested in her and their relationship. And understandably so. I mean, he essentially proposed to Mallory, but proposed to Mallory in a very safe way, which was, if I propose to you, what would you say? So like, I'm not willing to put myself out there yet. And then told Ayana, which, you know, props and points for honesty. And at the same time, that left on Ayana feeling like she was second choice. And no woman wants to feel like they're second choice. Now, that could be for a variety of reasons. Like, it seems like Mallory probably was the type of woman that he would typically go for, and Jarrett was the guy that Mallory would typically go for as well. And again, Ayana and Jarrett seem very well matched in a lot of ways. He has some growing up to do and really letting go of like staying out till 6 a.m. With his boys when he's, you know, about to get married. And he's going to have to really show in words and in actions that he's like fully devoted to Ayana. And I think given Ayana's past, her history, her own wounding and like abandonment issues, it's going to take a while. But they also both seem like two people who are like, okay, once we say yes, like we're in this and we're going to work through everything. So I think the two of them will get married. And I do think that there's going to probably be some bumps early on around him truly showing his commitment and devotion to her. Okay, Mallory and Sal. I have to say Sal is my favorite guy on the show. He seems to be the most emotionally available and evolved. He's very romantic and sweet. And of course, I've seen some people's opinions. I've been trying not to watch a ton, but some people's opinions that, you know, he is just doing it like to get a recording deal, or that there's some sort of like ulterior motive for him, that he may have had a girlfriend going into the show. Like, obviously, we don't really know for sure. And the truth is, like, we are given a perspective of each of these people through the lens of producers and editors, right? And narratives that get people hooked into watching the show. So you know, we did see this issue of another woman come up, and Sal said, like, we were told not to really date, or we were told that we could date. And he's like, but I didn't really. And I thought I was really clear with her that I wasn't looking for a committed relationship, but maybe I hung out with her too much. And it seems like Sal's kind of a hopeless romantic. So he probably was very romantic with her. And maybe she was looking more at his actions instead of his words. Who knows? We'll never know. I think these two are very well matched in a lot of ways. Mallory, to me, I really like the fact that she recognized early on Jarrett was the kind of guy that she typically went for, and realizing and noticing that, like, okay, those relationships didn't work out and there was a reason, and going for somebody who was different, and especially a guy who was showing up for her in a way that it seems like men in the past hadn't. Again, I think Sal, from what we're seeing, from what we see, is the most emotionally available man. And the romance, I mean, he's been devoted to Mallory since the beginning, which is just amazing. So I think they will say yes. Now, Natalie and Shane, and we will talk about Shayna in this part as well. So at first, I've been on a roller coaster with these two, Natalie and Shane, whether or not I think that they'll last. So, or if they'll say yes. So at first I was like, there's no way. There's no way. Like at the beginning of Mexico, I was like, she's kind of mean to him, which I then came to see is because she's really uncomfortable with intimacy. And she's uncomfortable being vulnerable. So in Mexico, when he would like try and have conversations with her about how he wanted more reassurance and more words of affirmation, she would mock him. And again, at first I was like, wow, she's being such a bitch to him. And then I was like, oh, she's just really uncomfortable. Shane, love him and hate him. In a lot of ways, he, you know, tells Natalie what he wants and needs in terms of words of affirmation and, you know, in terms of their connection. In general, and obviously he had no control over this, like, I don't think that people should be making this kind of decision, like meeting somebody and deciding that to marry them within 7 days and then getting married within a month, so soon after the loss of a parent. They say you shouldn't make really big decisions for a year after a significant loss, right? And we're talking like he said that his dad passed away 2 months prior. So that is a little worrisome for me. Also, in the pods, he was fucking gaslighting. You know, he at one point like guessed that Natalie was Shayna. Natalie got upset and he's like, I don't know why you're getting upset, blah, blah, blah. And then he told Natalie that he wanted her to be his girlfriend. And then when Shayna was like, why did you do that? He's like, I don't see why that's important. So like the gaslighting is just ugh for me. And at the end of episode 9, you know, or the preview, it was like him and Natalie got into a massive fight. And that to me was because he felt emasculated at the bachelor party when he couldn't hit the baseball. And he was like, pissed, and you could see his insecurities rising to the surface. So if what happened was his insecurities had him lash out, I would recommend that Natalie say no, because that is a really toxic behavior. Granted, it's a behavior a lot of men have because it's unchecked in the patriarchy. I also think that their argument could be about Shayna. So Natalie, to me, seems very grounded and stable in a lot of ways, but has a lot of walls up when it comes to intimacy and really being vulnerable. So prior to the end of episode 9, I was like, oh, I actually think that these two are going to be a yes. They're going to get married. They're going to have a really like dynamic relationship. And what I mean by that is I think it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster. I think the two of them might thrive a little off of that drama. But again, given the end of episode 9, where he seemed to be, it seemed like his insecurities really came out at the bachelor party. And then they alluded to him and Natalie getting into a really bad fight and him saying mean things. If it was because of that, I would really hope that Natalie would say no, because that behavior, unless he goes through a lot of therapy, which obviously he needs, given the fact that he just lost his father, probably is not going to change. Now, I did like the way that he handled the situation with Shayna. So at the barbecue with all the contestants, Shayna came up to him and basically tried to break up his relationship with Natalie. And then he went to Natalie about it. And he was like, yeah, this is what Shayna said. She said that our relationship is, like, you know, bullshit. And I, one, just like, I don't know why she would say that. Am I missing something? And yet at the same time, he didn't really buy into Shayna's bullshit with her. He did go to Natalie, tell her, and then kind of like check in with her to make sure he isn't missing anything, which, let's be real, it makes sense. These people have only known each other, by the time they get married, for a fucking month. You know what I mean? And so again, Shane and Natalie is on a roller coaster with them, whether or not I thought they would make it. I think depending on what their fight was about, is going to be the yes or the no. Assuming that it was not his insecurities turned into meanness, I think they'll say yes. They might even still say yes. I don't know. Shayna. Shayna is toxic with a capital T. She, first of all, the whole "I only want to be with a Christian" only came out after she saw Kyle. I think she wasn't really attracted to him, and that was actually one of the bigger motivators. Had he been more attractive to her, I think she would have gotten over herself. I think she's also the type of woman who has insecurities and so will leave men on the hook for her own boost of self-assurance when she needs it. Because her whole, like, I can't get Shane out of my head. Girlfriend, you didn't talk to Shane about his religion. And from what I can tell, Shane is not living a very Christian, quote unquote, life. So, like, this whole "I only want to be with a Christian," I think, was complete and total bullshit. Not to mention the fact that she is acting very unchristianly. Okay, she tried to break up Shane and Natalie, and then when Shane didn't bite, she basically put everything on Natalie and was like, "I don't know why she's doing this. You two must be bored, blah 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 blah." I think the reason why her and Shane hit it off is because they're like drama unconscious, like, let's just get drunk all the time. Let's just, like, go out. And in my opinion, they were connecting strongly in a, like, sexual chemistry way, which isn't bad, you know, is great. But there didn't seem to be, like, there was a lot of emotional depth between them. So I think Shayna is used to connecting with men on a more superficial level, which is why Shane felt really comfortable for her in that way. But I do think that this girl is so just toxic and, quite honestly, probably used to navigating the world being a white blonde woman and getting whatever she wanted. So the fact that Shane didn't choose her, I think, was also a motivator for her to try and, like, quote unquote, get him. I don't even think she truly wanted to be with him. So, all in all, those are my predictions and breakdowns of the people. So, just to rehash, I think Nick is going to say no to Danielle. And I really hope so. I think that that woman needs some really deep therapy before she's able to be in a thriving and healthy relationship. I think Shake is going to say no to Deep D, which, in some ways, I hope so. So it frees her to be with a man who is so head over heels in love with her and meets her where she is. I think Ayana and Jared are going to say yes, and he's going to really need to show her that he's fully devoted to her. I think Sal and Mallory are going to say yes. And I can go either way on Shane and Natalie. I actually think they're gonna say yes. And I think Shane needs a lot of deep therapy, especially around the fact that he just lost his father. So if you enjoyed this episode, let me know. I'm gonna be doing more episodes like this coming up, breaking down different shows, different celebrities, kind of more of like a pop culture roundup because let's be real, it's really interesting. So if you loved it, make sure to share it, give me 5 stars, write a review, and I'll see you next time.